A 2-0 day, a good triangular with Wichita County and Dighton, and this is a good day for you guys. You swept both teams. Was this kind of a day for a confidence builder for you guys?
Yeah, we needed some redemption coming off of a week where we struggled last week, going 1-1 against Hoxie and Hill City. So we took a couple days to practice, worked on a lot of little things, and we did a lot of little things right in against both Leota and Dighton. So I was proud of the way we bounced back.
And, you know, going first set against Wichita County and Leota, they had a big lead in that first set. I think they're up by 7, and you guys found a way to come back and win. And I mean, you trailed a little bit in the second set, but after that, you guys are a pretty dominant team. What clicked after maybe that second set with the Indians on, and for the rest of the day?
You know, I think we're still trying to make some adjustments with the new libero in the back row. And, that, you know, there's just some games where you feel like you're going to fight back. And that's one thing I'm really proud of this team is they never give up. They never just throw in the towel and say, well, we'll get them next round. They continue to fight and they put up a fight. And I just kind of had a feeling it was going to swing our way. So
that was – both teams are pretty good teams, and they're going to win a lot of matches in their schedule rest of the year. But you guys had a lot of aces today, a lot of different players serving up aces. Is that something you guys have been working on a lot?
Yeah, Adam, I don't know if you see that pink poster over there, but has the number 8 on it. We had 8 missed serves in our third set against Goodland, which essentially cost us the game. So we've been working on consistency with our serves, but we also want to make the other team, you know, not be able to set the ball up and put it away on their first ball off of our serves. So we do want to put them out of system a little bit on that first ball. And so we have been working, and the girls have been working really hard on making their serves a little more aggressive.
You know, against Dighton, you guys come out guns a-blazing both sets, never trail in each one of those. And really, first time in a long time, I think you've seen a team from Sky City really just kind of lay down the hammer.
Yeah, you know, we have girls on our team from both communities that have moved in and come to Scott City. So, you know, I think we carried around a little chip on our shoulder and mm-hmm. you know, wanted to prove what we could do. And I was proud of our consistency tonight. We've been a team that's been really inconsistent mm-hmm. with some young girls. But tonight I felt like, especially in that second match against Dighton, I felt like we were really consistent. And I was proud of what I saw.
And you know, like that, and also kind of the kill contribution as well. You guys were finishing off points.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, plays at the net, I felt like we were 90% or better on. We got some we made them pay for their overpasses and we're a little bit more aggressive. And a lot of that stems from our passing in the back row that was really good, that allowed our setters to get the hitters the ball, and our hitters did their job. So
things start getting real next week.
Yes, they do. We see Garden City and Holcomb Cimarron. So we're going to see some good competition. We're going to get into the, you know, long stretch of our season over the next month. But I hope each week, each day, we continue to come in and improve.